This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Yes, and I'm Ron Milk, producer and co-host. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and much more.
Your Valuable Home airs here Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 65 years. Check out TomAdamsWC.com or call 215-357-7000.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you. If you own rental real estate, this show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. Is your valuable home your valuable home?
This is our last show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, but we're not going away.
After a break in October, we plan to launch Your Valuable Home podcast,
providing valuable education to homeowners and residential real estate investors is what we do, and we plan to be doing it for a long time to come.
And thanks for listening to our shows. To get updates on Your Valuable Home podcast, hit the contact page at yourvaluablehome.com. Leave your contact information and we'll be in touch.
That's yourvaluablehome.com, or leave a message on Kevin's Facebook page. Kev, what is that?
That's Kevin Kennedy, Your Valuable Home.
We also like your input on subjects you'd like us to cover. So please hit the Facebook page or yourvaluablehome.com.
Hey, I want to thank our listeners now that, knowing this is our last show, they're going to take a break. And then the replay, Ron, that we want to talk about is we are finally done a kitchen. And we had Kim on the air just recently, and it was actually a couple times we had her on the air. And we talked about our kitchen. Well, we are done the kitchen. So we're about 97% there. The plumber is actually there now as we speak working. And we have Mike on the air, Kim's husband, to talk about how the process went and what he thinks about the entire job. So, Mike, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure. And for me, you know, being in business and knowing, you know, just how many layers of things that need to go into something to pull something off like this, I'm pretty blown away. I didn't think there was many layers that go into all this that, you know, just the people and the character of the people that, you know, you and, you know, Dave and the people that you've had around, you know, our home with, you know, our kids and you know, our friends and our neighbors. It's really, you know, rest assured to us that, you know, it's like having good people around is just such a peace of mind for us. And I think that's been the whole process, is like every step we've had questions, and my wife is, you know, she's way more particular than I am with, you know, the details or the why or any of that stuff. And you guys have accommodated everything. And it's been really, it's been nothing but a pleasure, you know, to do this. We had thought this through, you know, a lot of different ways, and, you know, we had friends and we had, you know, well, I know this guy, and to now see the magnitude of, you know, all the pieces that go into it, you know, we made the right choice and we couldn't be happier and we're inching closer, and, you know, it really has become the, you know, the kitchen of our dreams. So it's exciting for us, and we want to thank you guys for that.
Very welcome.
You know, yeah.
Well, why don't you give us an overview of the job again? What is it?
Right.
What is it?
So what we did was we were talking about this, and it is taking a wall out. Now, we've done that a lot of jobs, but the more difficult part about this was it was a bearing wall, and there was a second floor that was applied back in 1992. So there's a lot more weight and a lot more risk that I had to take to get this bearing wall up. So Matt Petrowski, the architect, came up with an idea of putting a massive amount of beams in, which I still have my double hernia that I'm going to have to probably go get surgery on it when we're done this job. But yeah, what we did was, and it was great with us, was that this job worked out even better for us. So we saved about another day and a half, because when homeowners have the availability to leave for a little bit, which again, you don't have to, it's not that we had to, but to go see family, we've got that job done so quick, because it allowed us to do some things that we normally wouldn't do, because at residential, we've got to protect the home as, hey, you're the homeowner, we respect that you're home. And it's one of our neighbors who we're all friendly with, was checking some things around, and I tell you, we got it ripped out. And then it was about 2 days into it, I was talking to Ernie, right, Mike, our neighbor across the street.
Yep.
And he said, hey, listen, what was funny is he said, all right, listen, when you get to the beam, you know, let me know. I'll just see what you do before and after. I said, we're done. He's like, no. When you start ripping the things out, no, we're done. 2 days into it, we're done. The whole structure of the house is done. He couldn't believe it. And I said, that's normal. That's what I try to tell people. This, get in the kitchen, taking all the bearing walls out, removing all the plumbing, doing all the electric, everything that we had to do. Uh-huh. It doesn't take that long. It's 3 to 4 weeks as promised, and we're wrapping up as we speak. And that wall being out, it's just one large open room. Mm-hmm. So, but we had talked about it is before with like some of the things that we did was the window that you wanted, the cabinets. Mm-hmm. Why don't you walk us through with that window and how the cabinets and how the layout is, so our listeners could get an idea of what you designed in your mind.
Yeah, well, we had, you know, like most of the split levels, I mean, our whole neighborhood and really a lot of the surrounding neighborhoods were all built in the late 60s and early 70s, early 70s, and they're all the split level, and the one level, which is the main, you know, the main level that, you know, you would, you know, that all the kitchens are on, are split into three, and we only used the kitchen, and it was small, and it was outdated, and, you know, we were all over the place, like, okay, do we just remove one wall and then just expand it and maybe do, like, I think they're called, like, a galley kitchen or, like, you know, the long, skinny one.
Yeah.
And because we knew we had an addition on top of the current renovation, and we had a lot of weight. So we had a lot. That was, like, where we were concerned. It was, like, this is no, like, we take out this wall. And, like, this was major, you know what I mean? So, you know, that was the moment where we're, like, okay, well, We want to look for somebody that, like, we can really trust with this, and that's when we reached out to Kevin, and, you know, knowing Kevin and knowing that, you know, he's a family-oriented guy and a family-oriented business, and, you know, we were like, all right, this is cool. And then, you know, when that came out, that just gave us literally, like, a wide open from corner to corner. In my vision, I'm an outdoorsy kind of guy. So Kevin was able to give me the windows that I wanted, so I got a big window on the one side wall. We have our bay window that was already existing, and then out the back, he was able to advise me into some windows, the doors, the sliding doors, that give me almost total glass, and then I have another window out the back. So it almost gives me a full window on all three sides, and the cabinetry wraps into where the new window is, and it's just amazing, and it's all wide open, and we have a huge island in the center, and then my wife is going to just put, like, a seating area on the one side. But we want it just to be big and open. You know, we have tons of friends, and we go to houses all the time, and it's like everyone packs in and stands in the kitchen, and we wanted to kind of, like, build for that. You know what I mean? We want to entertain, and we feel like it's a really cool place to – it's wide, it's open. We have a huge island that people can stand around and just to have fun and to be a family, and that's what – you know, I know we're about, and Kevin and his family are all about, and so, you know, that was our vision, is just to have, like, a place where we could really congregate. We're a family of five. We have three young children and a dog, and there's always, you know, Kevin can attest to this. And again, this is about the character of the people that are around. You know, our house, there's always friends and family, and, you know, and Kevin is just kind of, you know, just kind of going with the flow, and it's really a seamless process for something of such a large magnitude. So it's pretty cool.
I look back on this, as I recall this now, the windows were important because you overlook a park, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah, we're blessed to be on Tyler Park, and that was what I really, really wanted to feature out the back, was, like, I wanted to be able to stand and, like, look out. And then the island, the way that, you know, Kevin and his team wanted to design for us, we wanted the island so we had all five of my family members could sit around the backside and we can all look out into Tyler Park. And really, you know, I'm not bragging, but I feel like I am. But, you know, I mean, I feel like I'm living the dream. It's really amazing. And they've given us, like, that perfect view. You know, Kevin was down on his knees, standing up on his tippy toes during the planning process saying, hey, this, that. He got me just the view that I wanted. So it's really nice. Yeah, we're excited for it. And I'll share my view with Kevin anytime. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
So, as I said, everything is getting done. And I told you, one of the big things is that when you got home, you know, the drywall's up, we got some paint up, and you could start to see the finish. But this is what I tell every listener, all of my customers, that even though the cabinets are roughed in, you can start to see how the kitchen's turning out.
Flooring,
the countertop, the backsplash, it's going to make a big difference. Mm-hmm. And then Tom mm-hmm. Adams came there and they put the flooring in, which was beautiful color. Your wife did a great job on picking the color out.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make a big impact with you when you saw the flooring get down?
Yeah, that was kind of the wow moment. That just like tied it all together. And then I think from there forward, what I really didn't want to miss bringing up is that, like, that's when I really started knowing, you know, the attention to detail as you guys did, like, you know, some of the finishing touches on the cabinetry, and you did the crown and stuff like that, and the painting, and it was just like when I started like see the perfection in that, I was like, yes, this is the way I wanted it. Because, you know what I mean, I don't know a lot of the reason I had faith in you is because I don't know a lot about the mechanics of it, but I do know enough with my eye to know quality work, and I'm looking at it and saying, all right, you know what I mean? Like, because, you know, you walk around and you see imperfections and you don't want to see them, you know what I mean? Like, my wife and I said this the other day, like, you know, this is everything we've worked for, you know, and this is important to us. And I think Kevin knows that, you know what I mean, with every customer. And he knows that, like, you know, this is big for us. And it's pretty cool to see have it happen, you know?
All right. And I also saved you some time because we did the painting down with the first floor. So that made your wife very, very happy.
Yeah. I owe you. Yeah. Kevin, it is. Yeah, Kevin probably out of pity sees, you know, my family and the craziness that I have, and knows that a paint job would be a tall task for me. And again, you know, I've paint and I'm particular, and I watch Kevin paint, and I would say that he's
a little different
to get out of the way. So he's certainly the professional, as much as I even think that I can paint. It was amazing. It just tied it all together. I mean, we have a first level and a second level of the house, and I feel like it feels like a brand new house. It really is like an
awesome
brand new house. Yeah.
All right, Mike. Well, thank you for doing this and spending time with us here in your valuable home. And,
good luck with it.
And we got a great horror story coming up. You're listening to Your Valuable Home right here on 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tired of your foggy windows and your doors that let more bugs in, close, than open? It's time to call Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Looking at ugly carpets and hardwood? It's time to call Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Through September, Tom Adams offers lifetime products and lifetime installation warranties. Go to TomAdamsWC.com. Get a free estimate. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is the only national award winner for windows installation and customer service in the tri-state area. Buy from the best. TomAdamsWC.com.
Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
All right, thank you, listeners. Coming back to Your Valuable Home, and I tell you, Ron, horror stories, I don't think they're ever going to end. And this wasn't a bad job. This was a pre-bad job. So we have a new listener who just recently called the show and tell me the process they're going through to get windows.
Oh, they're shopping for windows?
Yeah, yeah, they're in the process right now. They don't know if they're going to be doing it because they got hit with the layoff of work. So, but they're just trying to put their numbers together right now. And so they called, they said two of the national companies to get an estimate. And she said, that was the horror story. I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, we started a couple weeks ago and we finally got them into the house. They came in and they all abided by the guidelines, the CDC guidelines. So I said, well, what was the problem? She's like, they wouldn't leave. The aggressiveness that they were trying to sell, it was repulsive to them. And they were there for over 2 hours.
Well, that doesn't just happen in the window world. That's the type of selling is called turning no's into yeses. It's like, you know, when they get a no, they say, let me call my manager and see what he can do. And then they get another no and say, well, now I'm going to call my manager's manager and see what he can do. Right? It just doesn't end. It doesn't end.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said the one guy left, got in his car, and then came back out and said, well, listen, we're going to take another $3,000 off.
Yeah, of course.
It was 27 windows. 27 windows. Another $3,000. Why don't you? So I said, well, think about this. You can go back to our podcast at, you know, I told him at www.yourvaluablehome.com. You can listen to the shows that we had on 1210. And by listening to them, you'll be able to understand exactly how to break down these estimates. And I've said it many times that if when you're getting an estimate, just tell me what the price is. Hey, we'll give you 25%. We'll give you 50% off. Well, if you're getting 50% off a window that should normally cost about $700 for, say, a replacement window, if they're going to be charging you $3,000, yeah, you're still going to be making some pretty good money on it. So these are the big sales gimmicks. And that's why they wanted to give a call. They said, oh, it's 25% or 50% off. It doesn't work that way. You always want to ask, well, what's the price of the first window? I ended up telling the story. I said we did that seminar up in Doylestown, and for our new listeners, because they're new listeners, and I said that I was just briefly telling them that I had a bunch of women, and we were talking about it, and I established right when I got into the segment, the seminar, and I said, well, listen, I just had a price increase on windows with my manager, and it's all set. Well, I talked for about 20 minutes, and then I said, well, here's my new deal. You buy one window, I give you 50 free windows. And remember, they were going back and forth and talking to me about, how are you doing that? I'm like, well, I'm giving you 50 free windows. Sign with me, and I'll give you that deal. And I had every one of the people in there saying, yeah, we're going to buy from you because I'm getting 50 windows. And the one who was a lawyer said, you write the contract up, but I'm going to still give you 50 windows. And then I finally came down. I said, what's the first question you should be asking? After none of them got the right question, the first time that, remember the little lady said, what's the price of the first window? I said, $800,000. But they were so excited they're getting 50 free windows.
Yeah,
and
well,
that's the whole gimmick.
Free always rings a bell, and it always will. That'll never change. It always will.
What's free? I mean, think about it. What are you getting free? There's nobody giving anything for free. I mean, the world would be a little bit different if we could do that, but things cost money. And they get it. They understood, but they wanted to get an idea for a budget to see where everything was coming in. But once they entered the house, they said they couldn't get them out. That was the problem. They were so aggressive to get that sale. And the husband finally said, I had to throw them out. I really had to throw them out. And I said, well, a lot of people are trying to revamp that, but if you had a bad experience, why'd you call the second company? Well, it was a different company. We figured maybe it was a little bit more local.
It was the same type of selling MO?
Yeah. Yeah, they called two different companies. Yeah, they come to the house, try to sell the window. And he said it was just the aggressiveness was a little bit too much. No was not, they don't understand no. And it was, can I do this for you? I do this for you. I said, how many vacations did they offer when they gave you the price?
That's what that brand of selling is all about, turning no's into yeses. And you know what? Anybody who has somebody come out to the house, first of all, you're very comfortable in your own home, so you're not really on your guard, you know? So you're going to bring up all sorts of questions, and they're going to keep addressing them, and they're going to keep trying to turn no's into yeses. And then they'll call the manager, they'll call the other manager. It's just, it's like being caught in a hurricane with no way out.
That's a good way of putting it. But when I said to them, don't you want to feel comfortable with the contractor that's going to be doing the windows at your house? Did you ask those questions? She said, well, we started listening to the show and we started getting a couple ideas. And I said, well, listen, for all of our listeners, this is the best feel advice. No matter if you bought the best window in the market, if it's installed incorrectly, you're going to have a problem. You're not going to be very happy with it, but you think you're getting a great window, which it is. But it all comes down to the installation. So you need to ask a lot more questions. Hey, who's physically doing the work? What's the method of application? How are they doing it? What kind of window are we getting? What kind of, is there going to be rubber around the window? What kind of warranty? So you have to ask a lot of questions, because when it comes down to doing your homework, I always let people know, well, what is your homework? So when they give me a couple things, I'll call the BBB, or if you want to call the, I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't you ask the jobs that they did in the area that you can at least call the homeowners? You go to the township buildings, maybe there's a couple problems, because the township will not refer anybody. But if there's problems and complaints, they're going to be able to say, well, this, there's some issues with this contractor. Are they asking for a ton of money? If you're asking for 50% down, number one, in Pennsylvania, that's against the law. Special order items is only a third. It's all the max you can give. So, and then people are saying, well, listen, then I want 50, I want 25% down, 50% on start date. So there's a lot of different things that you need to really look at. But what people feel comfortable with, it's a national company. And if there is a problem, they can always go back and fix it. Now, I've dealt with a couple of them before. I know the projects that we had, we ran into them. And again, I'm not here to badmouth anybody, but I always let my homeowners know, hey, listen, by the way, if they're going to be doing it, it's a replacement window. Just make sure they put a drip cap on and maybe put the rubber in. They do foam. I said that's a good thing. But with a replacement window, these are some of the applications that need to get done. So if that window does ever fail, it's not coming into your house, like the stucco problems that people have. And yeah, for sure, they never put it in. They told the homeowner, oh, by the way, you're getting it, but we forgot to do it. So it really comes down to the installer quality control. But with the national company, they're going to be coming back. Well, wouldn't you want it done right the first time if you're hiring somebody? I mean, I get things happen, but I hear it all the time. So these are some of the things that you always need to ask. Who's the one physically doing the work? And that should make you feel a little bit better. But if you're having salesmen come in and they're very pushy and they're very aggressive to get a sale, and you feel that number is too high, you can walk away. You don't have to sign. And that's one thing. Listen, I've been in business for 31 years now. One thing I'm not, and I can have everybody attest to this, is being pushy. If you don't want to use this, that's fine. I've been very fortunate and very blessed to get plenty of work. But there's reasons why these companies that have been around here for so long, it's because they're not pushy. They're giving you the right product because they've been around. A lot of these newer companies that are popping up and you see these national brand names come up, ask them how long you've been in business. How long in the area? Do you have any ties to the area? And these are the things you really need to ask, because if there's a problem, you're stuck. Not the company, because right. They could be out of business. You're the one that's stuck. Right. So these are the questions I always let people know, and just to get a great education out of it. That's why, as I said, the bottom line is, if you don't feel comfortable with that person selling you the windows or that company, you feel it's too aggressive, you do not need to use them.
Yeah, you've got to tactfully ask them to leave the house, you know?
Yeah, well, tactfully, or just kind of throw them out at one point. That's what he said he wanted to do.
Or just throw them out at one point. I would never shop for anything that way. Never have somebody in my house that pulls out all the books and he's got the sample window frame and all that stuff. I just don't want to deal with that. I'd rather go to an establishment and talk to somebody. In that
you can pick up salesmen. So yeah, you can definitely do that. So I want to thank everybody.
We got to close it out here, Kev.
Yeah. So thanks everybody for the great horror story call-ins. It's been great. I really got to meet a lot of great people. We do appreciate it. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home right here on 1210 WPHT.
Yeah. And stick with us. We've got the COO of a new company called Cocoon, K-U-K-U-N. And that company specializes in all sorts of services for homeowners. They're online, and you're going to want to hear about this.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Tired of those foggy windows and doors that let more bugs in closed than opened? It's time to call Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Looking at ugly carpets and hardwood? It's time to call Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Whether an in-home or showroom appointment, they follow all CDC guidelines for your protection. And right now, save big during their September anniversary sale. All windows, doors, and sidings are on sale up to 20% off. All carpet, hardwood, ceramic tile, and waterproof floors up to 20% off during their September anniversary sale. It's time for Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.com.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Hey, I want to thank our listeners for coming back to another great segment, College, that we're going to have. And I tell you, Ron, you always come up with some great ideas to educate our listeners. And what do we got?
Well, there are a lot of great things going on out there. So that's easy. So here at Your Valuable Home, we believe that educated homeowners make the wisest decisions about one of their most valuable assets, their home. And now there's an online resource based on the same kind of thinking. I love it. I've been all over the website. Homeowner education is key, and that's what they're all about. That's what we're all about. That new service is called Cocoon. It's spelled K-U-K-U-N, Home Intelligence. And here's the COO, Bill O'Walker, to fill us in on what Cocoon offers. So, Bill, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Cocoon is relatively new online resource, I think, right? How did it come about?
Our CEO, Raph, has lived in a number of different places around the country. And, you know, with real estate and generally the place that you live, the place you call home, your primary residence, tends to be the biggest asset that most families have. And there's just a complete lack of information available for the consumer to really be able to make informed decisions about, in particular, things like remodeling projects, home improvement projects. And really, one of the hardest things about owning a home is not just identifying those projects. That's pretty easy, right? It's the part where you want to understand what those projects should cost, what you could expect, you know, the return on the value of your home might be, and then how to actually pick out contractors and things to look out for, and then ultimately finance the project. So, as someone who owned on both coasts and in some other places, and being a property owner, he was just frustrated that lack of resource. And then I personally have been a real estate investor for 20 plus years in a number of different markets and really found the same thing, that resource for customers, homeowners to make informed decisions just wasn't there. And so I really gravitated towards the mission that Cocoon has. And I'm excited to be on the team and working on these tools and these various projects to try to make home ownership as rewarding financially and just from a living standpoint as possible for homeowners.
Well, as you well know, that's what we're all about, too. We're all about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, and there's a definite need for it. I mean, when we have a segment called The Horror Story that we do every week. We've done hundreds of them at this point, and there are probably thousands, tens of thousands of them out there. And if people had the education about home improvements, about what to buy, what not to buy, all those things, all the factors that go into being a homeowner, we wouldn't have as many horror stories to tell. So we're on a mission, and we share your mission. And it's a good mission to be on because there are a lot of people we need a lot of help out there. So
enjoy talking to you guys for that very reason. I love your mission of trying to, you know, draw attention. The startup climate is robust and always changing. So I love that you guys are curating, you know, different places for consumers and homeowners to get the kind of information that's going to, you know, make their experience better. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a need for it. Let's talk about Pick-A-Pro, which is your version of, I guess, a contractor referral service. And when I read about it online, I'm saying to myself, thank goodness somebody's finally come up with a contractor referral service that makes some sense. Kev, this service actually checks out the contractors it recommends. Can you get into that a little bit, Bill?
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's a relatively new feature that we've introduced. And so it's going to be evolving over time to, you know, make improvements as we learn more. But the primary differentiator that we have with Pick-A-Pro is that we're not getting paid by the pro, nor are we getting paid by the consumer. So we are the only company out there that's taking an agnostic or impartial look at the pros that might be available to complete a project. And we're bringing in a number of data sources that are unique to our company. So one, for example, is we're getting all of the commercial and residential permit data from all around the country to really know who's, you know, one, who's pulling permits to do jobs, but also the scale of the type of activity they have. They've been around for a while. So what we're able to do is we're able to get permit data. We're able to get review data from all the various different websites that are out there. We can get information about the stability of the company itself, how long they've been in business, what other jobs have they done in your local area based on the permits that are pulled, and put that all together into a Cocoon score where we're able to say or identify, at least based on the information that we've pulled, a great starting point for hiring a contractor for the project that you're considering. And because we're not getting paid by the contractor, we're an impartial source of that information. Now, as we evolve and over time, we're hoping to be able to start to have our own users actually add review information, commentary, before and after pictures, you know, brag about that kitchen remodel did. Mm-hmm. Similarly, on the pro side, as we're able to badge pros as Cocoon approved, if you will, as we go forward, you know, give them the opportunity for the same thing, brag about the projects that they've completed and the different wins that they've had, and really make it both an impartial source of, you know, those data sources that I talked about, but then also user experience. You know, tell us how working with that contractor really, really worked out for you. Tell us, you know, eyes wide open, how was it? And know that no one's being paid on either side of that equation so that the information that's being provided is impartial.
Hmm. Kev, this has got to be a breath of fresh air for you, right?
I got a big smile on my face right now, Bill. This is for the first time, because most of this, I call them the sales engines, just trying to get a sale, because there's no way to police anything. When you said about the permits, that is a great idea. I could have used to 2 weeks ago, little story, when I was trying to sell a job, and she said, well, how do I know you've been in business for over 30 years? I said, you see that neighbor right down the road there at the corner? I know the people have moved out, but that addition in the back was done in 1991. So what I want you to do is go to the township. You'll see my name, my company, because I've always been the same person, same company, is on that permit name. And what you just said there, to go in and do that investigate, do the policing for the homeowners, fantastic idea. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to love it. You know, let's get back to your dashboard. I want to ask you a question about the dashboard again, which I found very interesting. You have a menu item on there is called By Property. So basically, you can put input in about all, if you have investment properties, if you have investment residential real estate or your own residence, and you can catalog it all on your, in the cloud, in essence, right?
Yeah, so we are developing a robust tool set that is ultimately going to enable a consumer with a logged in experience to track everything about their home. And so if I take a quick tour around, you know, the dashboard of some of the things that you can actually do today and what's, you know, coming down the pike, that's a remodel estimator. People, you know, dream about redoing their kitchen, redoing the bathroom, maybe adding an in-law suite or, you know, adding a, you know, office space in today's world. But they don't know how much it should cost. Maybe they know how much, you know, the neighbor paid for it, so on and so forth. Or maybe there's content out there about what it costs, you know, generally on average in the country, but our remodel estimator is taking in information at a local level, which I think is the key, because obviously there's huge variance across the country in what these projects cost. And then you input, you know, the level of finishes, the size of the room, to really dial down to a remodel estimate that's customized to your location and your project. We already talked about Pick a Pro, but again, that's going to be a tool that we have over 800,000 contractors in today, and we expect to grow and have even more rich data available over time to help consumers pick a pro to actually help them with that project. We have financing tools. So we are working with third-party providers who can take a look at the various financing options that are available out there so that you can, you know, hopefully pick the one that's going to be most advantageous for you and, you know, within your budget to be able to complete the project that you're looking at. And then we have Prepare My House for Sale, which is in line, I think, with what you were asking about, where on the one hand, if you're getting ready to sell your home, well, what projects should I undertake that have, you know, the likelihood of maybe a return on my investment that's greater than what I put in, or will speed up the sales process. And so it can take in that information and make recommendations based, again, on your local area on what projects are going to return the most value versus sort of some of the other content that's out there that's more at a global or national level. On the other side of that, another interesting thing that we have realized by getting all of the permit data, both commercial and residential, is that we're able to see in advance, typically by about a year, the investments that are being made in communities. And as you can imagine, if there's investments being in restaurants or shopping or new schools, you know, on the commercial side, or people generally just improving their homes or new residential communities on the residential side, that indicates a lot of investment in an area and a likelihood that prices are going to appreciate faster than maybe they have in the past or than other parts of the market. And so we're in the process of validating a score that realtors or home purchasers can use to basically say, okay, based on the permit data, based on the actual real financial investment that's being made in a local market, is this market on the upswing or not? And be able to add that to the, you know, to the mix as far as the investment decision they're making about where they're going to live. Obviously, you've got school districts and other considerations in this piece.
Yeah, that's it. That's a very, very interesting feature. I've got a question about the permitting too. When we come back, we got to go to a break, but stick with us, and we got a lot more talking to do when we come back. Kev?
All right. Yeah, thanks, Bill. I tell you what, I've been excited about just listening to hear what you have to say, and you're listening to Your Valuable Home, Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tired of your foggy windows and your doors that let more bugs in, close, than open? It's time to call Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Looking at ugly carpets and hardwood? It's time to call Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Through September, Tom Adams offers lifetime products and lifetime installation warranties. Go to TomAdamsWC.com. Get a free estimate. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is the only national award winner for windows installation and customer service in the tri-state area. Buy from the best. TomAdamsWC.com.
Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
If you're starting a home project, let Your Valuable Home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
All right, we're back to Your Valuable Home here, and we've got a great college, Ron.
Yes, we are talking with Bill Walker, COO of a relatively new company called Cocoon, K-U-K-U-N, and Cocoon offers all sorts of services that are, you know, really needed by homeowners and residential real estate investors. So, Bill, really good stuff. Let's get into, we were talking about your the fact that you have this huge data set of permits nationwide. Could consumers, could people who are looking to buy a home use that as a resource to find out if somebody's telling the truth about when an addition was built, when a roof was put on, or whatever?
Yeah, I would say that we have realized, you know, even as we've had conversations like this one and we've talked to the consumers that are using our tools, that we have a much wider use than we even conceived of for this permit data that we're getting on both the commercial and residential side. You know, certainly, as you said, there could be an opportunity where we could help validate whether, you know, what was done for a house, for an addition, for finishing a basement, for adding square footage was, you know, was recognized without the consumer needing to go through, quite frankly, the painful process that we just went through about a year and a half ago when we finished our basement to see if the work that had already been done was permitted. So we don't have that capability currently available for a consumer to put in an address and then find all of the permits that were associated with that address. But that is certainly an idea that has come up in conversation that, man, we've got this database that really nobody else has to include some of the biggest players in the real estate space, you know, who are selling information at scale. No one has this information in the way that we do. And so we're constantly listening to both our contractors, our homeowners, some of our other partners about how else we could really leverage this powerful data to just make it more useful, you know, having taken the legwork out of some of these research requests that you identified. So while not available today, certainly on our roadmap to go along with the idea of being able to see what kinds of investments are being made in a local place based on the aggregated permit data of both commercial and residential investment.
Yeah, that permit data set is a very, very valuable asset that can be accessed by anybody who, I guess, subscribes to Cocoon, right?
That's right. And so I started talking a little bit in the before about the My Home functionality that we're going to be launching in the next, call it 60 days. Mm-hmm. The other side of permit data is we envision Cocoon as being the portal where you can basically warehouse all of the information about your property. So if you think about your own closing process, you probably have a folder sitting somewhere in the basement of your house or in the attic or tucked away in a box with all of the closing paperwork, instruction manuals, all of those kinds of things. We feel that if we can make it more accessible for the consumer, have it all in one online portal stored in the cloud, they'll be able to, we can then generate reminders about when maintenance items are due or maybe when warranties are expiring or, hey, if you're looking to, you know, to do this project, did you know that your HVAC system is still under warranty? Here's the roofer that you used for the last time you got a roof. You know, if you were happy with that person, you know, here's the contact information. You know, pull in, if you enter that you just bought some kind of an appliance, actually go out on behalf of the consumer out into the cloud and pull in the instruction manual so that it's always available. So there's so many things that we feel we can do with a logged in experience that has everything about your house ready to go. And even if you're preparing it for sale, I mean, think about when, you know, the equation would be selling your car. People want to know what the maintenance history is. Selling your house, same way. You could have all of that information available in one place, and it can make you a better, quote-unquote, better homeowner, smarter consumer to know, hey, you know, my XYZ is 5 years old. It's time to, you know, it's time to have it serviced and set up reminders, favorite contractors, favorite maintenance people, instruction manuals, all of those things that will just help organize and make your home ownership easier and hopefully more financially rewarding, in addition to just less sort of headache around, you know, unexpected maintenance items popping up.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Real, really great features. What is Cocoon Academy? How does that work?
We think it's as important as providing calculators for our consumers where they can just fill in information and, you know, basically get a remodeling estimate, so on and so forth. There's so much more that goes into home ownership. And, you know, some people are well versed in it and they don't need the help. Some people are not. And a lot of people only go through, you know, a remodel project or choosing a realtor or financing a project, you know, once in their life or once every 10 years. And so it's not second nature like it would be to others. So we feel it's important to have essentially an online library where you can get information about how to pick a professional, how to identify projects that are going to deliver the best return on investment, and just some fun, you know, stories, fun content, if you will, you know, about other people's remodeling projects. So it's really meant to be a repository, again, in the spirit of trying to make information about home ownership more accessible to the average consumer.
Hmm. Can I access Cocoon's features on my phone?
Yes. So we have an app. It's in the App Store. You know, Cocoon, K-U-K-U-N, as you said. There's also a direct link to be able to download the app at MyCocoon, MyCocoon.com. And, you know, we're always constantly adding functionality within the app as well. And we look forward to, you know, with that My Home experience I was talking about, you know, being able to take pictures of receipts for new purchases, you know, related to major items within the house, and then having everything be automated and storing that information about your purchase in your registered account via your mobile device. So we're consistently looking at ways to make that as streamlined and easy and useful for our homeowner customers as possible.
All right, the clock is winding down here. How do I get Cocoon? Is it a subscription service?
It's not. So we are our service free to, and, you know, so that kind of brings the question, well, how are you guys making money? Are you going to be around? We feel like there are a few different places that are adjacent to being, you know, better informed homeowner where we can make money without charging the customer directly or impacting, you know, the types of service they might be able to expect from people. So you can go to mycocoon.com, use our tools for free. If you log in, which we certainly recommend, the benefit of logging in and creating an account is that everything you do is going to be saved. So if you do 10 different estimates for, you know, different versions of the kitchen remodel that you've been dreaming about or the bathroom addition you've been dreaming about, it'll all be there. So there's definitely an advantage to registering, but it's free. You know, it just takes just a couple of minutes. But the way we're making money is, you know, we do get paid for referrals for financing projects. And ultimately, we see the opportunity, you know, homeowners insurance, everybody needs it. People don't really shop it that often. My experience is most people are paying too much for homeowners insurance. You know, if we can actually introduce people to insurance providers that might be able to save them some money and we get paid by the insurance provider, there's other ways that we think we can add value for the consumer, but also be able to make money to continue to improve the experience for our homeowners.
Okay, we got to run, Bill. We got to run. But that gave us a great service, Cocoon. Listeners, check it out, cocoon.com, K-U-K-U-N.com. Bill, thank you very much. Very, 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 very informative interview.
And Bill, thanks again. We do appreciate it. All right, thanks again for listening.
Okay, and listen, this is our last show on Talk Radio 1210, but Your Valuable Home is not going away. After a short break, Kevin and I will be doing your Valuable Home podcast.
Yeah, and listen, I want to thank our listeners for 7 years of enjoyment to be able to educate our listeners. And I really want to give a special thanks to the Tom Adams Windows and Company Corporation. They've been a great asset to Your Valuable Home. And I would really like our listeners to really give them a shot. I know people hear a lot of advertisings about contractors, but Tom Adams, they are the best. And I want to thank the whole Adams family, Tom Adams, for all their employees. And especially Glenn Adams, the CEO, he really has a vested interest in a community, and his company has been around for over 60-plus years. They are a great company. I
absolutely
want to thank them.
Fantastic. I just want to say one other thing, too. Our listeners mean a lot to us, so stay in touch through Kevin's Facebook page, which is what, Kev?
The Facebook page is Kevin Kennedy, Your Valuable Home, and my Instagram page is VSPHomeRemodeling/YourValuableHome.
That's right, or leave your contact information at YourValuableHome.com, and we'll be in touch with you. That's YourValuableHome.com. Kev, everybody.
Until then, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.
Today's program has been pre-recorded.